Hello, and welcome to the Jazzy Entrepreneur Podcast Show. My name is Erica Matthews, your business strategist and marketing trainer, and today is Social Media Tip Tuesday. Using social media is one of the best ways to instantly get your message out to a broader audience about your product, services, and your idea. The social media platform and marketing tool I would like to discuss today is Twitter. I want to discuss today with you 10 creative ways to attract targeted followers. Are you feeling that Twitter has turned into a crowded freeway and you don't seem to be getting any results? Do you feel that using Twitter for business is a total waste of your time? I've heard that a lot from some of my clients. But of course, you want more followers and more retweets, but the question should be, are you doing the right strategies to get the results that you are looking for? Twitter is a business-building powerhouse because tweets can quickly go viral, spreading information across social media and the internet. The value you get out of Twitter depends on the time and effort that you put in. If you are just getting started with Twitter, I have a blog post, and I will have that information attached to the blog post in the comment section. 10 basic tips for newbies, 10 basic tips for newbies, and you can check that out over on the blog. So there is more to just getting tons of followers on your Twitter account. You want to attract targeted followers who are interested and has a desire to connect with you and your brand. Think about it. What does it profit you to gain a bunch of followers who truly do not care about the information that you tweet about? If you want to get your message out there and attract targeted followers, you can use Twitter as a marketing tool to build your community. So here are 10 creative ways to attract targeted followers. Number one, customize your Twitter profile bio. That's the first thing you want to do. Just to make sure you take a minute to fully complete your bio using keywords that your target market is currently searching for. For example, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a business strategist, and a marketing trainer. So in my bio, I hashtag the word marketing and entrepreneur, because that is the main audience I want to attract and the main topics and trainings that I share, you know, the majority of the time online. So since Twitter profiles are limited to 160 characters, and that's as of the date of this training, you know, this call, it's limited to 160 characters, so you have to be super creative describing who you are and what you do. So also add a link to your website. Having a photo image of you and your brand logo also helps for your targeted followers to recognize you, and it helps you to attract followers more quickly. Trust me, no one wants to follow an egg. That's the image you see on Twitter when someone do not have a profile picture. So add a photo image, a professional image to your bio describing you and your brand. Number two, create a Twitter content strategy. Decide what you want to accomplish on Twitter first. Create a strategy of how you will post information that creates traffic, attracts leads, and potential sales. How often will you tweet? What times and on which days? You can also consider creating an editorial calendar. Number three, share valuable and useful content. Sharing meaningful content that is of value to your followers should be top priority. Be helpful and lead with value. Keep some space available in your tweet so that others can retweet your post. Also, post your most valuable tweets during the times people will most likely see them. You know, you want to know exactly, you know, approximate times that your potential clients and customers are on Twitter. So you want to post during those times. Get your keep your information out there when they're actively online. And number four, engage and build relationships. Build relationships and engage with your followers by joining in on relevant conversations. Be interesting, inspiring, and encouraging to others. Every now and then, spread the Twitter love. You retweet interesting tweets from others. Respond when someone retweets you. You know, post a thank you message to those that has retweeted your tweet. So, thank you know, for example, thanks for retweet and, you know, put their name. You know, so engage and build relationships every now and then on Twitter. Number five, use Twitter List. Create and organize your Twitter news feed. You can group people by topics or interests without the need to sort through all of that noise in your news feed, you know, from the other people that you're following. For information, you know, to connect with your targeted individuals. So you can create a Twitter list of targeted prospects and potential clients. Also, in this blog post, I share a link to a blog that I written earlier, how to set up a Twitter list, okay? And number six, use relevant hashtags. That's that pound sign, hashtags. Hashtags are a way of categorizing your tweets. Use Twitter hashtags to further your Twitter marketing campaigns and to also increase your Twitter following. I absolutely love, you know, the strategy of hashtags. You want to keep in mind that hashtags are optional, though. It's best to go with one or maybe two at the most because you don't want to distract people into clicking the hashtag instead of your the link that's in your post, you know, the call to action link. Now, using Twitter hashtags and Instagram are totally different. You know, you can go to town on Instagram with hashtags, but Twitter, you only have so much space there. So make sure you use hashtags to drive more traffic. Plus, you want to make sure that your offer link is focused, okay? Number seven, use keywords. List the primary keywords that are associated with your business and your brand. Use keywords that are related to your industry and that your target market is currently using to search and for product or services that you offer. Number eight, make your Twitter account public. This is one of my pet peeves here. You know, you want to make your Twitter account public so that people can easily see the content that you share and follow you. Okay? I'm laughing right now. My husband just walked in, so and a little bit of distraction. Okay, we're going to keep it moving. We're talking about number eight, make your Twitter account public. You know, make your Twitter account public so that people can easily see the content that you share and to follow you. If you make your profile private, people will probably not follow you. As a business owner who's interested in increasing visibility online, you will want to gain followers. The key to Twitter success is building a broader audience and the reach. So we're moving on to number nine. Spread your Twitter handle. That's that at sign. You want to spread that your Twitter username around everywhere. Your Twitter handle is the, you know, at whatever your username is. This is how people find and follow you on Twitter and social media. For example, mine is Erica Matthews 1, the number 1, at Erica Matthews and number 1. That's only on social media. On other social sites, it is different. For example, I'm going to throw this plug in here. Instagram is at Erica Matthews, okay? So you want to add your Twitter handle to your website or your blog. You want to add it to your email signature, your business cards, and also on your other social media networking sites, okay? And number 10, embed your tweets onto your blog post. Along with adding a Twitter feed in the widget area of your blog, Twitter also allows you to easily embed any tweet into a blog post. It is incredibly simple to do. All you do is just click on the more icon next to any tweet and select embedded tweet. A pop-up box will appear and you can just, you know, all you would need to do is just copy the code provided and paste it into your blog post. This helps to increase engagement because your website visitors can just click reply and retweet on your photos and your content. And also a great strategy to encourage your blog visitors to follow you and interact with your Twitter without even ever leaving your website. That's pretty cool, and I absolutely love that strategy. So let's go over what we discussed, the 10 creative ways to attract targeted followers. We talked about customize your Twitter profile and your bio. We talked about create a Twitter content strategy using an editorial calendar. We shared share valuable and useful content on Twitter. Engage and build relationships. Use Twitter lists. Use relevant hashtags. Use keywords. you want to make your Twitter account public. Remember, that's one of my pet peeves. No one wants to wait to engage with you. So make sure that you keep that Twitter account public, you know, especially if you're trying to build your business. You know, private accounts is for your personal accounts, but be in business, have your Twitter account public. And that also goes for Instagram or any other social media site, okay? And number nine, we talked about spread your Twitter handle. That's your at user sign. Put it everywhere, you know, on your email signatures and your blog and other social media networking sites. And embed your tweets onto your blog posts. And that's a powerful tool there as well. So lastly, use tools to manage your Twitter account. Hootsuite and other social media management tools, but I would like to talk about Hootsuite. It is a tool I am currently using for managing multiple social networks such as Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. You can schedule your status updates ahead of time, which can do wonders for small business owners who does not have a lot of time. You know, we're real busy with our daily to-dos and tactics and building our businesses. So using social media tools save a lot of time to regularly help us update our social media accounts and to manage it. So using Hootsuite has really cut down on a lot of my time and on social media. So if we are not already connected on Twitter, let's connect over at Erica Matthews and then the number one. So this has been 10 creative ways to attract targeted followers using Twitter. So hope that this has been some helpful and useful tips, social media tips for you today. And my name is Erica Matthews, and for more online business, marketing, and personal development tips, visit my website over at ericamatthews.com. And until next time, have a great day.